Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe here on a Monday. We'll continue to take your reaction to the Titans' loss, but now we get the reaction from longtime Titans punter Brett Kern, who's on the line with us. Brett, what's up?
Not too much. Yourself?
Trying to figure this out with the Tennessee Titans. Look, you
got 4 hours for you.
Yeah, Brett. I know. We need some counseling with this. But you went through some ups and downs as a player with this franchise. I mean, you survived the Wizen Hunt years. So, I mean, 3-7 right now. What is kind of the mood in the room? Obviously, nobody's happy.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's happy. Obviously, I mean, I think yesterday was just kind of a snippet of kind of what the season's been, where you feel like defense is playing pretty well. Then Roger, got those two PI calls. Call him what you want. I think the one was a little suspect. He's getting hands to the face, on the first one. The second one, Trevor, underthrows it, which Roger's playing good defense, and he doesn't turn around, and the receiver does a great job of coming back to force that PI. You get the punt, punt return, and you fumble it. When you score the previous possession, you kind of think, okay, it's a pretty good return. You got good field position. Obviously you turn it over, and that's pretty much ball games. So there's just been things at times that have really just cost them games. And I know Coach Vrabel just preaches complimentary football, and almost to nauseam. And so obviously that's not what they're doing, and it's costing them games.
With the way things are going right now, and again, you played in the league a long time, you know that the questions start being asked. And Mike was asked yesterday about his job security and said that he said the right things. He's focused on the players. He's focused on the team. That's his what he wants. He wants the good things for the players, and he's not worried about worrying about his job security, basically. But the players hear all that stuff too. And so how do you deal with that when those questions start being asked and you start being asked about your head coach and where things are at? How do you guys deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of the business. It's guys are getting fired all the time. There's a ton of roster turnover. And I think when I played, playing with Coach Fisher and then Coach Munchak onto the great times with Wizen Hunt, Coach Malarkey, now Vrabel, right? I think the biggest thing that I focused on was, okay, record might not be the best. We're struggling, but what can I do to go out there and be consistent and perform so that if there is a coaching change or if there is a general manager change, I feel like I'm in a position to be able to stay here and still be a Titan. And so the whole notion of, oh, let's tank, let's do this. Like, I mean, how many of those guys on the team have families and, kids to feed and whatever they're trying to take care of financially? Like, you don't tank. It's just not in a grown man's thinking to, well, I'm going to help out this organization so that they can get a better draft pick. Like, that's just not – like, that never went through my head when I played, right? My goal was, hey, I need to be consistent. I need to be a weapon for this team. Even if we are, one year we were 14-13, like, I still wanted to be able to go out there and do my job, because you have a name on the back of your jersey you want to represent, and then you have a name on the front that you also want to represent as well in the city to represent fans and everything that comes with it. And so the notion of tanking is not there. But, guys have to stay locked in. They have to stay focused because, obviously you got Carolina coming to town, and, that's the last thing you want to do is go out and lose to a 1-9 football team. And then, the conversation, it's bad now. I mean, trust me, it's bad, but you lose to Carolina, I think it gets even worse, which, I've lived through it. I lived through it 14 and 15, where you lose to teams that you feel like you should beat, and the conversation's just, I mean, it's driving to work this morning on a Monday is not enjoyable.
Longtime Titans punter Brett Kern is with us.
Yeah, Brett, go back, kind of expound on that 2014 win. Your team's 2-7, 2-8, and there's just no hope. What was it like walking in that building, that atmosphere with players? I mean, like you talk about, they're not going to tank, they're not going to give up. But when you realize you're out of it and it's not going well, that's a lot to take on when you still got 4, 5, 6 games left.
Yeah, I mean, when you're winning, the things that you don't really think about much. You're just going week to week, and you're winning ball games, right? But when you lose, things start to mount. Is there going to be a coaching change? Is there going to be a general manager change? you know, guys are thinking it's a contract year. I need to stay healthy. I might have incentives in my contract that I don't think I'm going to hit, or, you know, things that when you're winning, you normally don't even, I mean, you don't even cross your mind. Right. And also when you're losing, all that just kind of seems to weigh down on you. You know, when you're losing, everything is nitpicked. Right. And so, hopefully you're not a part of those conversations. But you know, it's just, it's a lot when you walk into the building, you know, the things that you're thinking about are just, it's a lot. And so to be able to kind of carpal tunnel. Yeah, you know, it's a big word. I'm trying to say it and sound sophisticated, but I can't. So, but you know, you have to put all those things aside and really just focus on each week. Cause when you start thinking about, okay, well, you know, we have the Texans coming up, or we have Jacksonville again, whatever. And you overlook who you're playing, or if you're even starting to think about your off season plans, like, it, you know, they're not far off from that happening. And that is also a very dangerous place to be. Cause for me, it was, okay, I want to plan a golf trip in the off season, but I said, I cannot think about this right now during the season. Cause that is a waste of time, on my mind. And so, there's just, when you're losing, there's a lot of extra things that go through your head, and hopefully, you know, the guys can kind of, put that to the side.
A flip at the 2017, you guys in 2016 go 8-8, 2017 you make the playoffs. What, in your memory going back, what was it that clicked, that turned it around, that made you guys realize you had a good football team in 2017, coming from where you were even as recent as 2015?
Yeah, I think that was the smash mouth football exotic year, wasn't it?
Yes.
Was that year? Yes. I think we had an identity, which is huge. And then I think we played complimentary football. I know I talked about that earlier, but, I remember that 2017 year was being, you know, personally one of my best years, with being able to flip the field and pin teams deep. And I remember that 2017 season, that defense was, you know, we could count on them. They were reliable. There was a pass rush. And so, you know, with special teams being able to flip the field, defense coming out, it wasn't necessarily, in previous years, it was, hey, down the team at the 10, great. Now they're going to go 90 yards. Congratulations to whoever's on the fantasy team for the other team, right? You're going to get a bunch of points with a 90-yard drive, right? You know, it was, hey, we stopped them at the 10. You know, now they're punting backed up, and now our offense was, you know, able to have a short field. And so I definitely remember that year being a really good year for those kind of situations, and obviously building upon that in 18. Obviously 19 and 2020 with playoff appearances and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that was definitely a switching point that year, as far, especially with Derek, you know, being able to run the ball. And we really stayed true to the identity.
You know, I remember that playoff game when y'all beat the Chiefs in 2017 season. Who was it that knocked out Travis Kelce in that game?
Oh, gosh. I remember it, though, because,
Chase, safety. You remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, was it Cyprian?
Yes, it was. He hit Kelce so hard that Kelce got up and thought he was dating James Taylor after that. I mean, that was was vicious.
I do remember that, because it was, I mean, that playoff game was cold. It wasn't enjoyable. And, you know, when you're getting hit in the cold like that, it kind of magnifies it pretty good. And I remember sitting by the heater, of course, that's where I hang out during cold games. And I just remember thinking that, I remember looking at Bo Brinkley, and Suckup was by the net. And we kind of looked at each other and said, man, if Kelce's out, that looked like that hurt big time. That's also the same game Tyreek Hill got banged up as well. And so that kind of helped, because I remember after that, the Chiefs kind of went a little stagnant on offense for obvious reasons, with no Kelce and a banged up Tyreek Hill, and we were able to take advantage of that in the second half.
Yep, and that one certainly worked out. Brett, appreciate it as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and maybe we're talking about a win next week. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be a great maybe, you know, the turkey, you got the wishbone. You can pop that thing in half and hopefully get a tight victory.
Yeah, no doubt. Have a good one.
Take care.
That's Brett Kern, joins us every Monday at 9:30. And look, he's perfect to talk about this, because he's lived these moments.
He's lived the average, yep, the very bad, the very good, and he knows that. Was in the locker room and part of all those teams and what they went through up and down, and that was something.
You got something special coming up next that you want to tell everybody about, correct?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, that's Wednesday. I thought you said today. Sorry.
No, that's a. But no, I will tell people how special they are. I can do that. Yeah, I got something for you.
Hey, yeah. Tell people that they're special.
We can do that.
My bad.
I mean, we had an hour and a half pre-show meeting, Dr. Crane, and we took notes. This is ridiculous.
Continue taking your opinion. Should Mike Vrabel be on the hot seat? We have a poll question up at 102.5 The Game on X.
Also, I've got a very, very interesting stat on Josh Heupel, which will blow your mind.
Oh, yeah, because we got to get to that, too, and admit our wrongdoing.
But I was bullied.
Stop it. We're in this together. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.